Hi, and welcome back to the Amazing Career Project. We are on video number 2, and I'm thrilled that you're here. Today, we're going to be talking about amazingly successful career women. And here's the takeaway for today's video. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. Learn how others have done what you long to and follow their lead if it feels right for you. So let's talk about that. What are amazingly successful career women doing that we can learn from? So I want to share with you that several years ago, I launched another research study on women succeeding abundantly. That's what I called it. And what I asked for was stories and contributions from women across the country and beyond, from women who felt themselves to be abundantly successful. And the cool thing was, they determined it. It was on their terms, not mine. Anyone who felt like they were rocking it and they had amazing success wrote in. And the neat thing was, I didn't set any parameters. It wasn't about business necessarily. It wasn't about professional life. It was about anything. And what I got was an enormous array of stories on every dimension you can imagine. Spiritual development, personal development, new business, family, health, well-being, fitness, everything you can imagine. And it was women saying, I have it. I have amazing career success, and here's what it looks like and feels like. So as I was getting these stories, I decided to myself, let me start looking at the threads, the themes. How are these women, what do they have in common? How are they the same? And what I started to notice was that they have specific traits or behaviors that stand apart, that I think separate women who have tremendous success with women who feel like they're floundering a little bit, or haven't found their stride, or know they have so much more to give and aren't able to give it or can't find the way. So I'm going to share with you the 13 success traits that my research has shown that these women have in common. And why I'm doing that is not for you to be comparing and thinking, ugh, I'm less than, not at all, but for you to look at where do you have these in great abundance, and where might you want to bolster some of these traits, because it'll help you. It'll be beneficial on your path. So what I'd like you to do as I'm talking, and this is in the link for the homework as well, get out a pad and write on a scale of 1 to 10, the access you have to these traits, how much this trait resonates with you. 10 is, that's it, that's me, that describes me perfectly. 1 is, not at all. I don't have this trait, I don't demonstrate this trait. And then just mark where you are. Please stay away from 5s, because if you're on the fence, I'm on the fence, we're all on the fence. We don't know, do we need more, do we need less, okay? So before I launch into the 13 success traits, I want to talk about the importance of role models. And this is what I've learned years ago, before I kind of found my stride in my work. Someone asked me, well, who's your role model? And I came up completely blank. Ooh, I don't have any. And I remember that struck me as odd, but I didn't understand what to make of it. Well, now I know what to make of it. If you have no role models, it's a sign that you feel very alienated, or you feel aloof, or you don't feel supported, or you don't maybe think that what you want is possible, or you think that people that have it aren't like you. So I'm asking, if you feel like, I don't know, I don't have role models, I'd like you to rethink that. I'd like you to find one. And what you want to do is find a woman who's doing what you want to do, who's 10 steps ahead of you, but doing it how you want to do it. You know, there's a million people doing wonderful things, but the question is the how aligned with how you want to do it? And let that person be a role model for you. Follow what they do. Follow them on Twitter. Follow them on Facebook. Follow what they write. Follow their videos. And learn and be inspired and be engaged by them. Also, importantly, is to find mentors and sponsors, and they're different, and I want to share how they're different. And if you're in the corporate world or you're starting a business, it's the same. You need a mentor and you need a sponsor, if you can, or it's extremely helpful, I would say. A mentor is someone who is in your sphere and someone who is doing what you like, 10 steps ahead, the way you like, and will make the commitment to you to meet with you regularly. I don't mean overwhelmingly every day. I mean maybe once a month. Have coffee with you and let you share where you are and have them give you thoughts, advice, guidance. right? Someone you respect, someone who inspires you. A sponsor is something a little different. They do all that a mentor does, but they have power and influence at the organization or in the field that you want to be in or that you're in. And their power can help you. They can pull you up. They can identify in you great talent, great potential. And they have influence, and they can connect you and open doors and introduce you to people and pull you up. So go find a mentor and a sponsor, and I mean this seriously, it'll move you forward, because we believe what we see. And the more you can see the success that you want, the more you feel it's a possibility and can understand how it really manifests. All right, here we go, the 13 success traits, 1 to 10, scale of 1 to 10, where are you for each of these traits? The first is what I call positive thinking, but not just kind of the cliche way about it. I call it above the line thinking. So let me explain. Highly successful women tend to do this. Here's the line. Below the line thinking looks like this. Oh, this is overwhelming. I can't do it. I don't have what it takes. And it's his fault. It's my boss's fault. It's the recession's fault. It's my employer's fault, right? It's my family's fault. It's everyone else's fault. And it's overwhelming. That's below the line thinking. Above the line thinking is the opposite. It's, I see the challenges out there, I get it, but I'm accountable, I'm responsible, I can do this. I'm the master of my ship, I'm steering it. And I have what it takes and I'm gonna do what it takes. That's above the line thinking. So where do you think you fall? And I need to point this out. In some areas of our life, we can be below the line, and some areas we're really way on top. So it's not a universal thing across all dimensions, but I want you to look at, are you below the line in your career? Are you feeling just so thwarted and so overwhelmed? Because it's time to shift, time to remember you are accountable. In fact, you are co-creating. You are 50% of what's happening, and I don't mean you deserve bad things. I mean that your unique persona is co-creating what's occurring. You're 50% of every relationship, not more, not less. So above the line, rate it 1 to 10. Where are you on that trait? The second is amazingly successful women have natural goals. Their goals are natural outgrowths of who they are today. So Winston Churchill said, you know, looking too far ahead down the chain of destiny is a mistake. So what do I mean by that? Let me give you an example. When I go speak and have my book, Breakdown Breakthrough, there about the 12 hidden crises working women face and how we overcome them, many people will come up and say, oh, I want to do that. I want to write a book. And I'll say, neat. Tell me about it. Are you writing? And so many women will say, no, I'm not writing. Well, here's the deal. You can't write a book if you're not writing. That's not a natural outgrowth of where you are. It's a dream. It's a vision. And that's great. But the closer you can create your goals to be naturally outgrowths of where you are today, the more success you'll have. So take the step. I want to write a book. Start writing. Write a blog. Write an article. Right? Submit an article. Write. Right? Journal. Do what you can. To be a writer, you got to write. So make your goals natural outgrowths of where you are today. The third trait is having access to power. And I mean that internally and externally. To get amazing career success, to feel like you're really doing what you came here to do in this world, you gotta be powerful. And there are many ways, and we're gonna talk about that in later videos, how you can connect to who you really are, to your talents, to your gifts, to how you're special. But you need to do that. And you also need connection to external sources of power, right? Organizations that are gonna help you, people that are doing what you want, just like we're talking about with role models. Or people that have skills that you need that complement you, and they're powerful. So you need access to power. How well are you doing on a scale of 1 to 10 with your access to power? The fourth trait is commitment. We talked in the last video about wanting versus committing. How committed are you to this thing, right? Are you 100% committed? Is this something you die for? Is this something you give up everything for? Are you ready to put to it time, energy, money, space, right? How committed are you? Because if you're not very committed, you're going to be like the millions of people that have a goal, like a New Year's resolution, and by June it's done. It's shot, right? So how intense is your commitment? I hope it's quite there. Fifth, The fifth trait is courage. We talked about this a little bit, but here's the deal. You can't have amazing career success if you don't have courage. Courage to face your fears, courage to change, courage to create boundaries and create separation from people and things that are keeping you down. It takes courage. Are you ready for that? Do you think you have it? If not, we need to bolster that. And this is what this whole exercise is about. At the end, you're going to think about, what are the top three that I need to bolster? Because I'm going to need more of it in my amazing career. The sixth is communication skill. Everything is communication. We can't not communicate, right? We're doing it with our face, our language, our body language, with our words, with our gestures. So how strong is your communication skill? Do you feel that when you speak, when you write, when you connect, it goes well? Because you're going to need that. You're going to need supporters. You're going to need to be able to talk about your vision and who you are and how you envision your success. And you need to get followers and supporters. So let's look at your communication skill. The seventh trait that amazingly successful women have are strong relationships. Again, you can't do this on your own. You simply cannot. You need relationships that support you. You need family and friends and colleagues and perhaps consultants and peers, all that support you. And there's mutual benefit, right? It's not all one way. It's not everybody helping you. You also want to help others so that you feel it's a symbiotic, mutually beneficial engagement and connection. So let's take a look at your relationships. How are they going? Are they ready to support you to the next level? The eighth trait is openness to learning. So many of us, you know, we've worked so hard, but we're at a point where we're shutting down input. Sometimes you need to do that. Sometimes you need to say, I'm done. I'm ready to just do what I believe is right. But often it's important to learn, to be open to what you need to learn from people, from life, right? So open to the lessons life is teaching you. How open are you? The ninth trait is developing well-formed boundaries. I learned this whole concept in my therapeutic training, and I have to say it changed my life. And I saw in doing the work of analyzing my boundaries how insufficient they were and how that impacted every aspect of my life. I didn't know how to say no. I didn't know where I ended and other people began. I didn't know that when people criticize me, I don't need to take it on, right? I didn't know how to discern, do I have to catch that ball or can I throw it right back? I didn't know how to advocate for myself. I didn't know how to negotiate for myself. Boundaries, and you learn your boundaries. Your boundaries are formed in your childhood, negotiating through your family. Families are not perfect. They're a system, and you learned things. But sometimes what you learned around your boundaries needs to be reshaped, reformed, and rethought. So think about, are your boundaries in need of strengthening? Number 10 trait is self-confidence. All of these amazingly successful women had a modicum of self-confidence, but here's the thing to know, and here's what they shared. They weren't born with self-confidence. They didn't have it as they were launching to the next level. It's action that gave them the self-confidence. So often women say to me, I don't think I have what it takes. I don't have the confidence she has. I don't have the skills. I don't have the talent. I don't have the money. Well, you need to know that it's in the doing that builds it. You're not going to have the self-confidence to launch to the next level. That's going to come by doing. Okay? So how are you in self-confidence? The 11th trait is vision. Okay, I want to share. I believe that vision comes in all forms and shapes and sizes, but what we're looking for is the right vision for you. You know, the Goldilocks and the Three Bears, this is too big, this chair, this is too small, this is just right. We're going to have to craft for you the vision that's just right, but these amazingly successful women have that. Their vision fits who they are. It's not too big, not too small, it's just right. Number 12, humility. And I have to tell you, I have not been a big fan of humility. I think in general, women tend to be too humble. They put themselves down. They express their achievements as we did it when it was I did it, right? Too much humility. But now I've reformed my view of that. Humility to me now is understanding that we are the student. That for every person you meet, for every situation you experience, there's a message from the universe aimed, tailored just for you. But you have to be open to that and know that you are someone that can benefit from learning, that you are not the top expert and the be-all and end-all. We never are. We're always learning. We're always the student. So humility, each one of these women who I studied had a modicum of humility that kept them moving forward. And finally, the 13th trait, perseverance. This one is so vitally important when you want to achieve big things, when you have a big dream and a big goal. You know, I saw Sarah Blakely speak, who is the billionaire founder of Spanx. And I wrote an article about her in Forbes. And she said that she heard no 100 times at least on her way to launching her billion-dollar endeavor. No, this is crazy. This isn't going to work. Who are you? Why do you think you have what it takes to do that? What do you know about it? No, 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 100 times. And she persevered. She persevered. And that's what it takes to have the success you're looking for. If you cave the moment someone says you're crazy, you're not going to achieve that dream. So perseverance. What I'd love you to do is think about those 13 traits, look at your ratings, and choose three that you feel today you would like to bolster, because you sense that bolstering those will get you on the way to your amazing career success. That's it for today. Don't forget, click the link below the video for your homework assignments. Do your work, and I look forward to seeing you next time. Thank you.